Color is a tricky business. At first glance, the heavens seem a simple monotony of white stars on a black background. Yet a few moments of observation these nights lets us start thinking in pastels. When it comes to color, nature has a favorite, a single shade that keeps recurring like a catchy jingle, pervading all of time and space. But first, let's stroll the night's alleyways and explore its colors. This is the year's perfect time for that. At nightfall, but not later. Look west into the fading twilight, and there's Orion. Check out all those bright stars, and as you comparison shop from one to another, color differences become obvious. You'll see that red giants, like Orion's shoulder star Betelgeuse, are actually on the orange side of yellow. But most of the tints are diamond-like. Look at Orion's brilliant footstar, Rigel, or Sirius, to which Orion's belt points to the left, and you'll see lots of blue-whites. Suns blaze in every color, with just one exception. There are no green stars. There are green meteors, and the Aurora Borealis is predominantly green, and Uranus is as green as a shamrock. So green does materialize in the sky, but never in stars. But color won't appear at all if the star is dim. For example, the top star in Orion's little head is very blue, but no one has ever perceived this. At such low light levels, stars merely look white. If you can't see Orion's lovely pastels, you may be a deuteranope, meaning red-green colorblind. Dogs are deuteranopes too. So canines and elephants and the 9% of human males who are deuteranopes see rainbows as unimpressive swatches of just yellow and blue. With all this, hydrogen, the universe's most abundant element, gives off a deep red when it's hit with energy, and this makes that color red the commonest color in the cosmos, a lovely deep crimson, which is woven like a brocade into glowing gas clouds in every galaxy. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.